Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
File this one under stupid internet things that are stupid, but oh my God, how bloody good is it, even though I can't believe how stupid it is. Man, this is so stupid. A egg has currently broken the world record for the most liked picture on Instagram. An egg. Now, I have an Instagram page that I've slowly been curating over the last, 3-4 years. There's 1,200 on posts on it. It's called Petey Perth if you want to have a look at it. But I put some real effort into some of these. Like, I've got a picture of I've got a picture of a bottle of gin from Giniversity that's got two glasses either side of it. I was quite proud of that. I'd put the hashtag gin in it and hashtag Sunday because that's when I had it. 17 likes. That's all I got. 17 likes. Got a couple of comments. I got pictures of my family there having fun with the girls. They're quite cute. I did a great Instagram post of some seafood that I cooked. I cooked some crumb fish and some scallops, and I cooked some crumb prawns, and they came up brilliantly. 33 likes. My wife liked that one. I was pretty pumped with that. I've got, like I said, there's even a post of a barbecue. You know, actually, when you go through your Instagram posts, you realize how stupid some of the things are that you post, but at the time, they seem so good. But I don't think I've cracked 50 likes. This like of an egg against a white background is currently breaking the world record. Now, let me set this standard here for you, okay? Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashians, you know, those nuggets. She's the one who had the top spot before this egg came and took over, which, by the way, this kind of makes me happy that an egg has knocked over one of the Kardashian clan. She had a picture of her daughter Stormy Webster, which last February was liked by 18.5 million people. Okay? 18.5 million people who have never met her or don't know who her daughter is liked that post. This egg, which is under the Instagram world_record_egg, which, by the way, is currently standing at 5.3 million followers, has cracked, pardon the pun, cracked 38 million Instagram likes. It's doubled hers. I'm looking at it right now, 38.4 million people have liked this egg. It's got a few hashtags, it's got like the egg, it's got egg soldier, it's got egg gang. I might add, it is actually quite a nice looking egg. Like, it's a beautifully round egg. It looks like an egg that have a really good yolk. You know what I mean? Anyway, there's your stupid internet thing for today. World record egg. You can find it on Instagram. Like it if you want.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Here's one for you. Over to you, Perth. I want to get your opinions on this. There's a great article that's come out of The West today. It's online at the moment at thewest.com.au. Opinion piece by a bloke by the name of David Johns, and it says, Perth's slow drivers are a blight on our roads and need to lift their game. Are you in traffic right now stuck behind a slow driver? Are slow drivers the reason why accidents happen? Are slow drivers the reason why merging doesn't take place properly? Is it the reason why we get the traffic banking up along that area on Armidale Road and in Coburn? You know what I'm talking about. You got the on and off ramps for the freeway. Anyway, I'll read you a little bit of this. Perth slow drivers are the closest thing we have to a national disgrace here in WA. You know the ones. They sit behind the wheel, particularly on the freeway, and are quite content to drive 20 kilometres an hour under the speed limit. They're like a plague on our roads, and the only way to stop them is by calling them out. He goes on to say, every day when I drive to work, I've got the pleasure of using the Graham Farmer Freeway. It's a rock solid road, that. And taking the shortcut underneath the CBD and through the tunnel. And every day I'm confronted with the mind-numbingly idiotic driving habits of those who refuse to drive in the nominated speed limit. I don't know what happens, but when people enter that tunnel, they insist on dropping down to 70 kilometres an hour. Now, you know it's 80. Or sometimes even 60 for no apparent reason. It's like they're scared of the dark. These drivers make those who are abiding by the law and driving at the speed limit appear to be hoons and can pose as much danger to road users as those going over the speed limit. By the way, something else popped up today. The WA Police's Traffic Enforcement Group officers had fined a driver for driving at 28 kilometres an hour under the limit on the Mitchell Freeway. He copped a $50 fine for the offence. $50. Now that, I mean, when you're sitting on a road that's meant to be going at 100 Ks and you come up behind somebody doing more than 28 kilometres an hour underneath the speed limit, I can understand how that could be completely frustrating. And there are those arguments where, you know, as well as people who speed, the ones who do not speed and in fact go too slow are as much to blame, because everybody around them maybe gets a little bit frustrated while they're out there on the roads, and they decide to possibly overtake when they shouldn't be overtaking, and it's all a bit of hoo-ha. 133353, over to you, Perth. I want to take your opinions on this. Slow drivers, after you've heard what I just read out. I've got a great caller of the day prize. Tickets for Lottery West Films on now until April. Get tickets now at perthfestival.com.au and experience the best cinema under the WA night sky. 133353. Over to you, Perth, on this slow drivers. Is it okay in certain situations? I mean, I was telling you yesterday about how I did a tip run, and I had a trailer load full of stuff, absolutely chockers full of stuff. And I was really worried about this, you know, the wind coming through and picking up some of the lighter items that were in that trailer. I had it tied down, of course, but, you know, so I was going down South Street, heading on my way to the tip out in Armidale there, at about 10, 15 Ks underneath the speed limit, because I was worried about this trailer. You know, I mean, is that the sort of situation where maybe you'd let it slide?
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Slow drivers. Great article today in thewest.com.au by a bloke by the name of David Johns, who's had a gutful. He says, Perth slow drivers are a blight on our roads and need to lift their game. This comes off the back of news today that WA Police's Traffic Enforcement Group officers had fined a driver for driving at 28 kilometres an hour under the limit on the Mitchell. Copped a $50 fine. Let's go to the phones. Got Wade in Byford. G'day, mate.
There you go, Mark.
Good. What's your opinion on this? Slow drivers.
Personally, I think if you can't get your car up to the speed limit, then get off the road. And I'm not talking about guys that are driving trucks that are pulling 20 or 40 ton or whatever. They're the special case, and they need the room to be able to move. But for an ordinary vehicle, yeah, get it up to speed or get it off the road.
Well, you'd think there's no real excuse for getting it up to speed limit, would you?
No. I mean, when you see guys coming down on the freeway on ramps, you got traffic coming down the freeway doing 100 k's an hour, and then they're just plodding along doing 60, 70 k's an hour, and all, they go and merge into the traffic. And everyone behind them has to slam on the anchors because you've got some idiot that can't get into the flow of traffic.
Yeah, and then you cop that bull that happens on the intersection of Armidale Road and his freeway south or north, actually heading north around about Coburn, where Gateways is and all that sort of stuff happens.
Yep, no, very well.
Yeah, good on you, Wade. Thanks for your call, mate. Darren in Two Rocks, give us your opinion. Slow drivers in Perth.
Oh, mate, I tell you, that guy that got that fine, he should have got a $500 fine and 5 demerit points taken off him straight up the bat. Straight away.
So he copped $50. You just don't think it's enough. $500 and some demerit points as well, just for driving a little bit slower.
Yeah, well, you know, he's doing, you know, 27 k's under the speed limit, for God's sake. You know, it's like Wade said, you know, if you get up to speed, you know, you should be able to get up there, you know, you know, not hang around, you know, being a, you know, excuse me, you know, being a grandma driver, you know, so, yeah, but, you know, but, you know, I even drive a party bus around on the weekends and that, you know, I'm going down the freeway. Now, admittedly, the party buses do, you know, about 90 k's an hour at most, so I'm always over in the left-hand lane, but you always come across these people, they're doing, you know, 80, 70 k's as well, and I'm getting frustrated with them, even though I'm in a bus trying to, you know, push them along to try and get them up to speed as well.
Do people get frustrated with you maxing out at 90 k's on the freeway when it's 100? Do you experience that yourself?
No, not personally, because, you know, I'm always over to the left-hand lane anyway, so I'm always out of people's way, you know, let them go through and everything. It's just, you know, when the merging lanes, you know, come into play, then, yeah, you know, you might get the old one, go, hey, hurry up, and, oh, you know, I'm in a bus.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, fair enough. Good on you, Darren. Appreciate your call, mate. We got Graham in Bullsbrook. A bit of a difference of opinion here, Graham.
Yeah, how you go, mate?
Good, mate.
I don't worry about people that drive slowly. That doesn't worry me too much. I feel if you keep left past right, which is a rule that everybody has, and everybody had a bit of courtesy, and, you know, if you're in the left lane, you want to come into the right lane because you want to overtake a slow truck in front of you, put your indicator on. if a guy has got a bit of courtesy, he'll let you in. Keep to the speed limit of everybody else then. Yeah. Overtake, not get back in the left lane, and there you go, hunky-dory.
So, Graeme, are you don't have a problem with slower drivers, but as long as they use the road as you feel is appropriate. If you're gonna stay slow, keep it in the left lane so you can overtake in the right.
Most definitely. And if the one thing, Bullsbrook, coming down Bullsbrook, there's a single lane and turns into a double lane. And all the slow drivers, while you're in a single lane, no problem. We all do, it's supposed to be 100, but they'll do 80 to 90.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the double lane comes up and you split to the right. You go, I will go to the right because I'm generally a little bit quicker driver.
Yeah.
And then the slow fella goes into the right as well and stays at his, yeah, you know, you'll then go to about 100, 110. So now you can't overtake him. And then as soon as it gets back to a single lane, he's back down to his 70, 80, 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand completely where you're coming from, Graeme, and I appreciate your call. When we had the fish shop in Midland, and we used to do Roe Highway every single day going out to Midland there from Queen's Park, Cannington, and used to cop the exact same thing. Maxine in 2J, you're on the road at the moment.
Oh, I wish I wasn't.
So 2J Road, now tell me about you're in this situation as we speak.
Well, I'm in this situation nearly every week, to be honest, Pete. I go from 2J to Karen up to see my mum once a week.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as I turn onto 2J Road, I'll always end up with some prat in front of me. Honestly. You know, it's either the sublime or the ridiculous. You go up Red Hill and it's supposed to be 8. I'm sitting on 18, cars are flying past me, and I'm thinking, well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing 80, what are you doing? But this guy in front of me, who I hope lives in 2J, and I hope he pulls up at IGA, because I would love to park up next to him, and giving me 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
He has been sitting on 75 for nearly, three quarters of the trip, where it's 90 and 100.
Gee whiz, and you've been sitting behind him.
I've still got probably 10 cars behind. Luckily, a couple of people have pulled off.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I am the person behind the slow one, I can see their anger as well because they keep coming out a little bit to see why aren't I passing. But every time I get a clear run, he speeds up this bloke.
Oh, far out. I know exactly the type that you're talking about. Yeah, I pop them on the freeway all the time.
I've got no double lanes now. I've got no double lanes at all until I get home. Well, I haven't got any double lanes at home, but I've got nothing now. It's single on both sides all the way home.
Yeah.
There's loads of lay-bys. He must be using his rear vision mirror. He must see that he's got a queue of traffic behind him. But, oh, no, he's on a Sunday drive. He's got the same fuel in his car as he bought it 20 years ago, probably.
Hey, at the price of fuel at the moment, Maxine, half his luck.
Oh, you know, Pete, it's probably leaded fuel. It's probably been in that car, that black door.
Oh, jeez. I appreciate your call, Maxine. I hope it's not too much longer for you.
Oh, me too. Thanks, Pete.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.